Today I'm going to talk about Healthy People 2010 and Healthy People 2020 physical activity objectives. Disclosure slide. And the benefits of physical activity are well known. It decreases the risk of obesity and chronic diseases, builds and maintains healthy bone and muscles, controls weights, and reduces feeling of depression and anxiety. It also promotes physiological and psychological well-being and improves quality of life. Reflecting the importance of physical activity, Healthy People has included physical activity objectives since it was founded. And the National Physical Activity Goal is to improve health, fitness, and quality of life through daily physical activity. In Healthy People 2010, we had 15 objectives. And this slide summarizes the progress of the objectives through this decade. As you can see, none of these objectives met the target, Healthy People 2010 target. 5 objectives are improving, 3 objectives are getting worse, and there were no changes for 9 objectives. We were not able to obtain the follow-up data for worksite physical activity progress. So we cannot assess whether any changes happened for this objective. When we look at 97 data and 2008 data, you can notice only a slight increase in number of people who are involved in some physical activity. This is our first objective, no leisure time physical activity among adults. And as you can see, more than 30% adults have no physical activity at all. And Healthy People 2010 target was 20%. So the target was not reached. And according to this slide, you can notice that older people were more likely to be engaged in no physical activity at all. And during the decade, the trend data were pretty flat. So between 35 and 40%, no significant changes. This objective measures regular time physical activity. This is adults who spend 30 minutes doing moderate physical activity five times a week, or like 20 minutes of vigorous physical activity 3 times a week. The Healthy People target was 50%. Again, target was not met. And the data trend for this objective was flat too. So about 30% reported being physically active on a regular basis between 97 and 2008. Vigorous physical activity among adults were more frequent than among adolescents, more frequent than among adults. And again, the target was not met. When we're looking at gender and race distribution, you can see that boys were more active than girls, and among race group, white and Hispanic were a little bit more active than blacks. The same way, really flat trend line. As we reached the end of the decade, now our attention is turning to Healthy People 2020. And since last year, the department have been working on developing the structure and the mission, the organization of Healthy People 2020. We have a federal advisory committee that provides us with recommendation what needs to be done for Healthy People 2020. And one of the main recommendations was that we need to reduce the number of national indicators and national objectives. And of course, all working groups agreed. They said, like, yes, sure, we should have like shorter set of objectives so we can focus on priorities. And then we started getting the draft objectives. And guess what? Everybody agreed, but everybody thought that somebody else would cut the number of objectives. And instead, people were giving us more and more. So now, instead of 900 objectives that we had in Healthy People 2010, we will have about 1,300 of new objectives in Healthy People 2020. This is our vision and mission, and now we are in process of launching our website. So in December, we will launch Healthy People 2020. So you can see new objectives and you can see some data. And full launch of Healthy People 2020 will happen in like 2 months when all the database and data by like race, ethnicity, gender, income, all what we have will be presented and available for public view. We also had a major event that affected Healthy People physical activity objective. And this event is the release of federal physical activity guidelines. As physical activity guidelines changed, we need to change our objectives too. And if you are familiar with new guidelines, now children and adolescents are expected to spend 60 minutes or more doing moderate or vigorous physical activity. And also they're supposed to have vigorous intensity activity at least 3 days per week, and also be involved in muscle strengthening and bone strengthening activity at least 3 times per week. For adults, the recommendations have been changed too. Now adults are supposed to spend 150 minutes or 2.5 hours per week doing moderate physical activity, or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity physical activity. Additional health benefits are provided by increasing the number of time spent on doing physical activity. And also, there is a strong recommendation that adults should be involved in muscle strength activities that involve all major muscle groups, 2 or more days per week. So, this is the new Healthy People 2020 objectives. And those that are highlighted in green, they're like newly, freshly baked objectives for our focus area. And as you can notice, we've got a really big extension for screen time for children. Now we have screen, before we had only TV and video, now we have computer, TV, video games, and also objectives subdivided by age groups. Trying to convince parents that children need to spend more time exercising than like looking at their computers and playing video games. Also, we've got new objective on physical activities policies in childcare settings and build environment policies. One objectives have been moved from cancer topic area to physical activity. It's physician counseling about physical activity. The major challenge for being included in Healthy People 2020, besides you know, being a national priority, it's having a solid nationally representative data. And we were like lucky to get confirmed data source for all these objectives. So now we have a variety of data sources, including National Health Interview, NHANES, Youth Behavioral Surveillance Factor, Schools Health Policy and Program Study, and other surveys. And now we will get data for baseline, and further we will assess the progress towards these objectives. Now I'll show you Healthy People 2020 objectives and how they have been changed for 2020. This is the baseline data, our starting point. This objective is pretty much the same data as I showed before Healthy People 2010, but we've changed the target. In 2010, it was 20%. Now we moved it to 32%. Because the working group decided to change the target setting method. Before, it was better than the best race ethnicity group. Now it's 10% improvement. So the target is more achievable and probably more realistic. When we recalculated physical activity for adults, the number of adults involved in physical activity increased to 43%. And this has probably happened because we now included people that are called weekend warriors. So people who do not do anything during the weekdays, but who like going biking, hiking, and doing other physical activity during the weekend. And the interesting fact is when you look at physical activity by education level, you can see that people who have more education, they tend to spend more time being physically active. Or at least they know that they're supposed to be physically active, and they report being physically active. For adolescents, the objective and the numbers changed. And if We look at healthy people 2010, it was about 68% of adolescents who reported vigorous physical activity. Now, when we recalculated the data according to new physical activity guidelines, it dropped to like 18%, because now children and adolescents are supposed to be more active and spend more time being physically active. It's like 60 minutes per day. When we look at the physical activity data, you should remember the major limitation. The data are self-reported. So you ask people how active they are, and people give you like a time range. And these data are based on accelerometer measured physical activity. So people were wearing, you know, pedometer, accelerometer, and then we collected the data, and after analyzing, we've got the following results. As you can see, less than 5% of adults were physically active and they were compliant with previous physical activity recommendations. Self-report was 32, and actual it's like less than 5%. And even if you look at the children data, you can see that only like half of the children were physically active according to the previous, you know, old physical activity recommendations. So some summary. 5 healthy people 2010 objectives were retained in healthy people 2020. 2 objectives were archived because we don't have data for them. 6 objectives were retained but modified to be compliant with new physical activity guidelines. And we also have got 1 objective moved from other topic area, and we've got 4 new objectives and 5 new sub-objectives. When I'm saying sub-objective, it doesn't mean that it's sort of like minor comparing with objective. It's just done because of organizational purposes. Sort of like one objective includes the set of similar sub-objectives. So we're launching pretty soon. In December, we will show our objectives and we'll show the baseline data. And in 2 months, we will provide you with a variety of data, and also the main difference with our old database, you will be able to pull, for example, physical activity data, not only for healthy people objective, but also like similar, like data sources, initiatives, and programs. So it will be like more comprehensive database. And you can get more information, you know, at our website, at Healthy People 2010, all data available. And for Healthy People 2020, in 2 months, or like even in a month, you will have an access and you can see what kind of changes and what kind of, you know, national targets and national objective we're supposed to reach by the end of 2020. Okay, thank you so much for attention.
Question, you said, I saw that you had like the video games and other, you know, recreational screen time activities spelled out. Do you specify sedentary video games, or do you just say video games in general? So is there any way that you can specify sedentary video games? Because
No, because questions are come from the surveys, and it's pretty difficult, you know, to change the survey and also to accommodate, you know, the survey to different settings. So it's pretty tricky. I guess this was like a major undertaking when they were like trying to specify all the screen time besides like TV, because I guess like not a lot of children now are watching TV. They spend more time like on their computers or video games.
That's the only reason I asked, because on the National Physical Activity Plan, in that big plan, there's only one line that actually talks about active or extravening types of video games. So like, I mean, this Thursday, this is the latest tool that just came out for increasing physical activity, the Kinect. It just came out Thursday. And I mean, we already had a bunch of kids this last weekend playing on this. So that's why, if we could, in our national plans, specify sedentary versus active video games, and companies like Microsoft and PlayStation and all those would probably be more likely to try to create more of these kinds of products to help meet our federal.
Yeah, it would be really good. And I guess when we receive the data, you know, or define like a data source that can provide us with the national data about this, you know, video game, active video game, of course we will like include as a new objective. Because usually we have a mid-course review, and during the mid-course review, we go through all the objective, and if we've got new data, we usually add like new measures, or we modify, you know, the existing measures.
Is it going to be only
Oh, have you seen our Healthy People books before? They were like a yellow books, right? Yeah, and that is why people were like, no more, we want, you know, these big books. But there will be like a shorter version of Healthy People 2010. I mean, like not providing so much information as it was before, but we will have some like hard copy with the listing of the objectives. But it will not be as like big, you know, like a huge Healthy People 2010.
How big a sample is it that you're doing those accelerometer?
This is was in Haines, National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. And I don't know from the top of my head, you know, the numbers.
Each
but it was
about 3,000 people.
Yeah. I mean, like, usually the sample is, but I mean, the sample is 3,000 people, but for accelerometer, there were like some age limitation because they were supposed like children over 6 years old to wear them because like younger people, you know, you cannot do it on this. And also some people were excluded from the sample because people forgot to wear it like 7 days a week. So there were like some limitation.
So big compliance.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you're interested, you can send me email and I'll send you the article and the data about it.
You know, off the top of your head, there are different epoch times used for kids versus the adults, or are they the same? The measurements are usually like 60 seconds, say apples for adults, and then for kids they recommend like 5 different seconds because they move around in small groups for bursts. And I'm just wondering if that data reflected that or if they were.
No, they were using pretty much the same as for adults, accelerometer. And what they were doing, minutes of physical activity were sort of like grouped in, as batches. For example, to be sort of counted, you have to have like 8 minutes at least of continuous physical activity, so like uninterrupted physical activity. If you were active, for example, for only 3 minutes and then you like taking a 5 minute break, it didn't count. So it's supposed to be like a continuous physical activity for at least like 8 minutes.
Okay, so what you're saying is that they use the same measurement parameters for adults. For
yeah.
Kids, and they've underestimated the kids.
Probably, because like each measurement method has its like limitations. For example, accelerometry didn't include like swimming, bicycling, because, you know, it cannot like count all this. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.